ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சௌந்தர்யலஹரி ஸ்லோகா 55. நிமேஷோன்மேஷாப்யாம் பிரளயமுதயம் யாதி ஜகதி தவேத்யாஹுஹு சந்தஹ தரணிதர ராஜன்யதனயே துதுன்மேஷாத்யாதம் ஜகதிதமசேஷம் பிரளயதஹ பரித்ராதும் சங்கே பரிஹ்ருத நிமேஷாஸ்தவத்ருஷஹ. ஸ்ரீதரணிதர ராஜன்ய தனயாயை நமஹ. தட் இஸ் ஹவ் அம்பாய் அட்ரஸ்ட் ஹியர். டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் எனிமீஸ், சத்ரு மரணார்த்தம். ஸோ சத்ரு மரணம் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் த பிசிக்கல் சத்ரு, இட் இஸ் த சத்ருத்வம், தட் இஸ் த எனிமிதி, தி எனிமி பாவம் தட் வில் ஆல் கெட் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட். ஸோ மைத்ரி பாவம் வில் கம். தரணிதர ராஜன்ய தனையே, ஓ டாட்டர் ஆஃப் தி கிங் ஆஃப் மவுண்டன்ஸ் ராஜன், தரணிதர ராஜன் தனையே, சந்தஹா ஆகுஹு, த சேஜஸ் தே ஆல் ஹவ் செட், பிரளயம் உதயம் யாதி ஜகதி இதி. பிரளயம் உதயம், தி வேர்ல்ட் த ஜகதி, தி வேர்ல்ட் கெட்ஸ் டிசால்வ் பிரளயம் அண்ட் கிரியேட்டட் அகெயின் உதயம். தவ நிமேஷ உன்மேஷாபியாம், வித் த க்ளோசிங் அண்ட் ஓப்பனிங் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஐஸ். உன்மேஷ நிமிஷோத்பன்ன விபன்ன புவனாவள்யை நமஹா. லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாமம். And so with the closing and opening of your eyes, Shankhe, I guess, what do I guess? Tava drishaha, your eyes, parihrita nimeshaha, they do not close at all. Because paritratum pralayataha, to save from the pralaya, because the entire creation is made by you, so you don't want them to be dissolved, so because of that you don't even close your eyes. உன்மேஷா ஜாத்தம் ஜகத்து இதம் அசேஷம், திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் தட் இஸ் கிரியேட்டட் பை த ஓப்பனிங் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஐஸ். த்வத் உன்மேஷா ஜாத்தம் ஜகத், ஓ டாட்டர் ஆஃப் தி கிங் ஆஃப் மவுண்டன்ஸ், த சேஜஸ் ஹவ் செட் தட் த வேர்ல்ட் கெட்ஸ் டிசால்வ்ட் அண்ட் கிரியேட்டட் வித் த க்ளோசிங் அண்ட் ஓப்பனிங் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஐஸ். ஐ கெஸ் தட் யுவர் ஐஸ் ஹவ் டிஸ்பென்ஸ்ட் விங்கிங் in order to save from dissolution this entire world which has had its origin through the opening of your eyes. And here devatas naturally do not wink their eyes, that is the quality of devatas. Devatas have some unique qualities. Actually there is one Nala Venba in Tamil, so in that the marriage of Damayanti and Nala, her swayamvaram, during that swayamvaram along with Nala Maharaja, all the other devatas also came to that Swayamvaram, all in disguise, in the form of Nala Maharaja himself. So now Damayanti is confused, who is real Nala? And she, being a smart woman, she found out what are the qualities of the devatas that would distinguish them from a human being. And in that, there is a beautiful Tamil poem. Of course, people may not know Tamil, but I will translate. கண் இமைத்தலால் அடிகள் காசினியில் தொய்தலால் வண்ண மலர் மாலை வாடுதலால். கண் இமைத்தலால், வித் தி ஐஸ் விங்கிங் ஃபார் அ தேவதா, ஐஸ் ஒன்ட் விங்க், ஸோ ஒன்லி ஃபார் அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இட் வில் விங்க். ஸோ கண் இமைத்தலால், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட், அடிகள் காசினியில் தொய்தலால், தி ஃபீட் ஆஃப் த தேவதாஸ் தே டோன்ட் டச் தி எர்த். ஸோ பட் தி ஃபீட் ஆஃப் நலா, பிகாஸ் தே ஆர் டச்சிங் தி எர்த், தே ஆர் ஆன் தி கிரவுண்ட். அடிகள் காசினியில் தொய்தலால், வண்ண மலர் மாலை வாடுதலால், தி கார்லண்ட் தட் ஹீ இஸ் வேரிங், த தேவதாஸ் வென் தே வேர் கார்லண்ட்ஸ் தே டோன்ட் ஃபேட் அட் ஆல், வேர் ஆஸ் இன் ஹியூமன்ஸ் வேர் இட் வில் ஃபேட். அண்ட் பிகாஸ் தி கார்லண்ட் தட் நலா வாஸ் வேரிங் தட் ஆல்சோ வாஸ் ஃபேடிங், ஷீ குட் ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் ஹூ ரியல் நலா இஸ் இன் தட். ஸோ தேவதாஸ் டோன்ட் நேச்சுரலி விங், பட் தி ஆச்சாரியா இமேஜின்ஸ் that the non-winking of the eyes of Amba is because she wants to make sure that the universe that she created, all the children, the entire creation that she has created, that doesn't dissolve. Sloka 56. ಅಷ್ಟವಾಪರ್ಣೆ ಕರ್ಣೆ ಜಪನಯನ ಪೈಶುನ್ಯ ಚಕಿತಾ ನಿಲೀಯಂತೆ ತೋಯೇ ನಿಯತಮನಿಮೇಷಾಃ ಶಪರಿಕಾಃ ಯಂಚ ಶ್ರೀರ್ಬದ್ಧ ಛತಪುಟಕವಾಡಂ ಕುವಲಯಂ ಜಹಾತಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೂಷೇ ನಿಶಿಚ ವಿಕಟಯ್ಯ ಪ್ರವಿಶತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಅಪರ್ಣಾಯೈ ನಮಃ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಂಬಾಯಿಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಾಕಲ್ಸ್, ಕಾರಾಗ್ರಹ ಬದ್ಧ ನಿವೃತ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ, ಸೋ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಮೂವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಬಾಯಿಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಪರ್ಣಾ. Aparne, O Aparna. Aparna, the word can be, it can be split as Aparna, the one who is not indebted to anyone. Because when bhaktas come and do namaskaram to her and offer so many things, she doesn't want to remain indebted to them. So then and there, as they do namaskaram to her, then and there she grants all their wishes. So Aparna, or it can also be split as Aparna. Parna means leaf. When she did tapas, she did not even eat even a leaf. So that is how she did the tapas. So Aparna. And Shaparikaha. Aparna. So Shaparikaha. Shaparikaha means the female fish. The fish, the Shaparikaha, the female fish. Animeshaha. Animeshaha means, Nimeshaha means is closing. Animeshaha without closing their eyes. Toye viliyante, niliyante. They hide themselves, toya means water, they hide themselves deep in the water. Paishunya chakita niyatam. Because of what? Because they were afraid of the various gossip activities. Of what? Tava karne japa nayana. Your eyes against them, your own eyes. All these fish, your own eyes, they are all like the fish. They are also not winking. And all these fish, the eyes are jealous of these fish. And so what they do, they go and tell your ears, Tava karne japanayana, your eyes, they tell against all these fish to your ears. And because of that, so they are afraid that if they tell all kinds of telltale gossip stories against this fish, then you may take, afraid of your action or your wrath against them, they go and hide deep inside the waters. And they are alert by not closing their eyes, because they want to be alert all the time, because anything might befall on them. So with that fear, they go deep into the waters to hide from such a situation. So that is the imagination for that. Iyam Shrihi Cha, the goddess of beauty. You are so beautiful, the goddess of beauty, Jahati, the goddess of beauty, she abandons what? Baddha chada puta kavatam kuvalayam. The closed petals of the blue lily. Blue lily the petals are all closed during the day, and during the night only they open. And pratyushe, in the morning, in order to reside in your lotus-like eyes, and Nishicha, in the night, Vikataya Pravishati, returns again to the blooming blue lily. It's a beautiful imagination. Your beauty, what it does, during the day, the lily is closing its petals, it's closed. In the night, it opens. How it opens? In the night, when you close your eyes, the beauty of your eyes, they descend from your eyes into the lotus petals, into the lotus, making it bloom and making it beautiful. And in the morning, again they go back to your own eyes. So this is another kind of imagination. O Aparna, the glittering female fish, afraid of the slander of the tail-bearing eyes, the gossiping eyes, because of jealousy against them, constantly they conceal themselves in water without a wink, that means alert all the time. And the goddess of beauty, she abandons at dawn the blue lily, whose door-like petals are closed during the day, and in the night breaking through them and enters into. So beauty enters into the petals during night, so that the lily looks very beautiful after blooming in the night. So
பக்திரலக்ஷ்மி பரிவாக சனன்மி நாபலோச்சனாயை நமஹ. தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அனதர் லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாம நாம. ஸோ ஆக்சுவலி தெர் இஸ் அ ஸ்டோரி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ரீசன் இன் மதுரை தி மீனாட்சி டெம்பிள் பிகாஸ் மீனாட்சி இஸ் சோ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வித் ஐஸ் லைக் தட் ஆஃப் ஃபிஷ். ஆல் திஸ் ஃபிஷ் இன் தி பாண்ட் தெர் இஸ் அ பொற்றாமரை குளம் தெர் இஸ் அ பாண்ட் இன்சைட் தி டெம்பிள் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஃபிஷ் அட் ஆல் இன் தட் டெம்பிள் இன் தட் பாண்ட். ஸோ தே நார்மலி ரிலேட் திஸ் ஸ்டோரி to particular for this reason that all the fish they leave because they are all afraid of this beauty because they thought will be jealous of the beauty of the eyes of Amba. Shloka next, let me go to the next shloka. Shloka 57.
Drishadragiyasya taradalita neelotpala rucham தவீயாம் சந்தீனம் ஸ்நபய கிருபயா மாமபி சிவே அனேனாயம் தன்யஹ பவதி நசதே ஹானிரியதாம் வனே வா கர்மே வா சமகர நிபாதோ ஹிமகரஹ.
ஸ்ரீ சிவாயை நமஹ. அம்பா இஸ் வர்ஷிப்ட் லைக் தட். அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் அரவுண்ட் ப்ராஸ்பெரிட்டி ஆர் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சர்வ சம்பத் சமிருத்தியர்த்தம் so much of all kinds of prosperity in all walks of life, all kinds of shanti, all of them person is supposed to get. And Amba is, you know, here worshipped as O Shive, O auspicious one, sarva mangala swarupini Shive.
Snapaya mamapi, may you bathe me, snapaya, may you bathe me too, api mamapi, me also. You are so kind. Your compassion, you are going to liberate everyone. Your compassion, let it be extended to me also. Maam api. And maam api also might mean, I am not that eligible a person at all. I am an ordinary person in a dinaha. So for me also, let your compassion extend. Maam api, you bathe me too. Daviyamsam dinam. Who am I? I am helpless. And I am also far removed. I am not even close to you. Who are the people who can be close to Amba? The devotee who is having Amba all the time in his heart. And the Acharya, he is now assuming himself, he himself is not that eligible person.
Daviyamsam dinam. Kripaya, out of your compassion, drisha dragiyasya, with your far-reaching look. Drisha, your look. And how is your look? The look is far-reaching look. It is not just within, like a mother, local mother, whose look extends only up to its own, her own kid. But it is far-reaching. All your children, the entire srishti is your children. In every nook and corner of this creation, whatever is found, they are all your creation. So you have to have compassion to us, all of them, as the dutiful mother. So your looks, they extend all through, all around. Drishad ragi yasya. And daradalita neelotpala rucha, it is very beautiful, like a blossomed blue lily, slightly blossomed blue lily, neelotpala flower, that is blue lily. Anena ayam danyaha bhavati, and blessed will be ayam. Acharya doesn't want to even call himself aham here. He is called, I am this person. He is calling it actually in third person. Blessed will be this person. Instead of saying me, he is telling this person. Actually, there is a great singer, Murugadas. So in all his songs, he will never address himself as I and all. He will say even, this person, this person. And iyata nachate hanihi. And at the same time, you will never suffer any loss at all. Nachate hanihi. There is no suffering for you at all by blessing me, by being compassionate towards me. Himakaraha. Himakaraha means the moon. Samakara nipataha. He does shed his rays equally only. Because samakaraha. Samakaraha means there is no difference whether the moonlight sheds on a pond or in a dirty water or in a ocean or in the place in the forest or in a good man's house or in a bad man's house. Samakara nipataha. Thus the moon rays, they fall equally in all the places. Vaneva harmyeva, whether it is going to be a wild forest or whether it is in a harmyeva, a beautiful palace, regardless of whatever place it is,
the moon rays fall equally only, so is your compassion also. Utainam gopa adrishan adrishan nudaharyah utainam vishwa bhutani sadrishto mridayatinah. Rudram says, even the cowherds, even the women fetching water from the rivers, for all of them the sunlight falls same way only. So your compassion is such. So Shive, O auspicious Amba, may you bathe me too. Who am I? The helpless person and who is far removed from you. My bhakti is not mature yet. Out of your compassion, with your far-reaching look, beautiful like a slightly blossomed blue lily, your look is like that. Blessed will be this being, this person, me, by it, and at the same time, you will suffer no loss. You will have no loss, whereas I gain immensely by that kindness of you. So why don't you be so kind and then bless me with your very gracious and compassionate look? That is how the prayer is. The moon thus shed its rays equally on a palace or in the wilderness. So japa is done facing east or north 25,000 times for 6 days. Attainment of all-round prosperity, gold plate is the yantram and all. Honey, payasam are supposed to be the various naivedyam that are done. And actually in Thiruvachakam there is a very, very beautiful song. Paal ninaindutum thayinum salapparindu. Your compassion is now what? The mother knows when the child is hungry. Only the mother knows. So she will feed the child at the right time. She will say, oh, now this is time to feed my child. And your compassion even is much more than such a mother. That is what your compassion is. And the mother also doesn't distinguish between her children. All the children, one child may be a great child, may be very intelligent. Another child may not be that intelligent. One child may be a wealthy child. Another child may not be that good in his job and all. But for her, for the mother, all of them are children only. And the same way, actually Nilakanta Tishadhar, in his Ananda Sagarastavam, he writes, he tells Amba, why are you looking at my merits? For you, I am only your child. So you should show your compassion to me regardless of my merit. Don't look at my merit at all. It is for you to show your compassion to me. So that is how people have expressed their bhakti in various ways to Amba. Let's go to the next sloka, sloka 58.
हरालं ते पाली युगलमगराजन्यतनये नकेशामाधत्ते कुसुमशरकोदंडकुतुकं तिरश्चीनो यत्र श्रवणपतमुल्लंघ्य विलसन् अपांगव्यासंगः दिशति शरसंधानदिशणाम् अगराजन्यतनयाये नमः.
Power to captivate all people, immunity from all kinds of diseases, vyadhi nivrityartham, kirti labhartham cha, so all kinds of various benefits are given by reciting this particular shloka. Kama jayam, sarvaroga nivritti, these are all very, very beautiful benefits of this particular shloka. And agarajanya tanaye, again, supposed to be the daughter of Himavan, the mountain king. Na kesham adatte. Kutukam, to whom will not create the belief for any person, who will not get this curiosity, the belief. Nakesham adatte kutukam, who will not get this curiosity, for what? Aralamte pali yugalam, you are curved, the space between the eyes and the ears, that place is so nicely curved. So the eyes, the place between the aralamte pali yugalam, in that space, whether it is or not, kusuma shara kodandam. How does it look like? The bow, kodandam, the bow of the one with flower arrows. Kusuma sharam. Who is that person? Shara means arrows, kusuma means the flowers. So the one who has the flower arrows, that is Manmatha. So that place, you know, between the eyes and the ear, that looks like so nicely curved, looks like the bow of Manmatha. Yatra, in that place, tirashchinaha apanga vyasangaha. The long side glances, the side kataksham, the side glances, they cast across through them. You see, you know, when your eyes, when you have the kataksham through them, ullange vilasan shravanapatam, that reaches and shines in the region of the ears, because by your kataksham, that entire region shines. and Charasandhana Dishanam Dishati. What impression it creates of an arrow fixed in it. When it goes and it is like the arrow ready to be shot out, it is fixed on it and pulled all the way up to the ears. That is how it appears. O daughter of the king of the mountains, again addressing her, Agarajanya Tanayem, to whom will not your curved that palace, that region between the eyes and the ear, will not create the curiosity. The curiosity will create, whether it is or not, the bow of the one with flower arrows, the bow of Manmatha, for the long side glances cast across them, reaching and shining in the region of the ears, they create the impression of an arrow fitted in it. So it is almost ready to be shot. The arrow is ready to be shot. That is, Kataksham is ready to be given. The person is ready to get blessed. That is how the imagination is here. So here, Japa is done facing in the morning, east or north 1,000 times for 45 days, and power to captivate all people, immunity from all kinds of diseases. The saffron powder is supposed to be the yantram, and honey and chitrannam, they are all supposed to be the naivedyam for that particular this thing. So actually the side glances, Katakhan Parvai, Kataksham of Amba, there are people when they imagine on the Kataksham of her, it is supposed to give all kinds of saubhagyam. That is why there is a beautiful work called Abhirami Andati in Tamil. Very, very nice, beautiful poem. Danandarum, Kalvitarum, Urunalum, Talarvariya, Manandarum, Deva Vadivum Tarum, Ninjil Vanjamilla, the Yenandarum, Nallanavellam Tarum. So that is how the side glance of Amba, it will give all kinds of nice things, whether it is wealth, whether it is education, whether it is a mind which will never get fatigued at all, and all kinds of divine feelings, and also a heart without any negative thinking at all. It is going to give such, your Kataksham can give such nice virtues in me, and please let me be the recipient of such a nice virtue of that Kataksham. So thinking of a Kataksham itself is enough. One doesn't have to do anything else. Your Kataksham is such, even that thinking, that meditation itself, right then and there, it gives all the virtues of for the devotee. Sloka 59. Let me see.
स्फुरद्गण्डाभोगप्रतिफलितताडङ्गयुगलम् चतुश्चक्रं मन्ये तव मखमिदं मन्मथरथम् यमारुह्यद्रुह्यतीम् अवनिरतमर्केन्दुचरणं महावीरो मारः प्रमथपतये सञ्जितवते. दट्स् अ स्पेल्लिङ्ग् हियर्, इट् शुड् बि सञ्जितवते, नाट् सञ्जितवते. श्रीदेव्यै नमः. Power to attract men and women. So, Patni Saumanasya Labhartham. That is only Patni is food, but it is also for Purusha also. So, for both husband and wife, there is supposed to be Anyonya Bhavam, supposed to be liking with each other, Parama Maitri, so all that thing. So, if Manye, I believe, what do I believe? Tava Mukha Midam Chatuschakram Manmatharatham. I am thinking of your face as what? Your face is Manmatha's four-wheeled chariot. Your face is the chariot. How? What your face has? Tatanga yugala. You got the tatanga. There in both the ears, you got the tatanga. So there are ear ornaments that you have. So two, they are the tatanga yugala, they are the ring. Tatanga are the rings. So you got the two ear rings on your ears. And pratipalita, those ear rings, what they do? They get reflected. Where? Spuradganda boga, in the expanse of your cheeks, your cheek is so bright and so nice, the looks like a mirror. These tatangam, these rings, they get reflected in those cheeks. Mahaviro Maraha, and this Manmatha Maraha, the mighty warrior, Mahaviraha, his mighty warrior, Yamaruhya, sitting on it, Druhyati. So he has got a chariot in which the four wheels are made up of
the two of your earrings and the reflections of those earrings made on your beautiful cheek. That is how he is imagining. So the mighty, and sitting on that chariot, this Manmatha, he is now ready to go and what? He plots Druhyati, he plots revengefully. Whom he can plot revengefully against? Because Shiva is the one who did Manmatha Dahanam. So he has got something to score against him. So Pramatapataye means the lord of the Pramata Gana, Shiva Gana, that is Shiva. So he goes to war to Lord Shiva, sitting where? On the chariot with the four wheels made up of the Tatangas and the reflections of the Tatangas on your beautiful cheek. That means with your blessings, with your grace, he is even going to fight Shiva, goes to fight Shiva. Sanjitavate, again, as I told you, Sanjitavate should be. Sanjitavate, Avaniratham, what this Shiva has, he is resting on the chariot of the earth. For him, the earth is the chariot with Arkendu Charanam, the sun and moon for its wheels. So, Shiva is now coming in the chariot with two wheels only, the sun and the moon, the chariot made up of the earth, whereas the Manmatha, he is now riding on the chariot. You know, that is your face is the four-wheeled chariot, and the four wheels are made up of your two Tatanga and the reflections of the Tatanga on your cheeks. And because of that grace, he has got so much of courage. So he is now going to fight even to Lord Shiva, Padmaraga Shiladarsha Paribhavi Kabola Bhuvaya Namaha. That is how in Lalita Sahasranam Amba is worshipped as the person, Padmaraga Shiladarsha, Padmaraga Shila. I believe that your face is Manmatha's four-wheeled chariot, your face, having the pair of your ear ornaments reflected in the cheek, in the expanse of your cheeks, and Manmatha, the mighty warrior, sitting on it, he plots revengefully against the Lord of Pramata Ganas, against even Lord Shiva. He is now trying to plot against Lord Shiva, resting on the chariot of the earth, having the sun and moon for its wheels. Even though Shiva has sun and moon for its wheels, the four wheels that Manmatha has, based on your Tatangam and the reflection of the Tatangam, he has got that much courage to even go fight against Shiva. So Japa is done. Morning, east or north, 25,000 times for 3 days. Power to attract men and women. Gold plate is the yantram. And wind mangal honey are supposed to be the various this thing. So the Devi's face with her two ear ornaments and its reflections in her shining cheeks is compared to a chariot. This is the poetic imagination using which Manmatha, the god of love, he penetrated the heart of Shiva. So when he goes to war with Shiva means what? He penetrated the heart of Shiva with his arrows of all kinds of, his arrows are all made up of all flowers and all that thing only. Though Shiva is so mighty as to be seated in the chariot of the cosmos with the sun and the moon as the wheels, he could pierce through his heart. That means what? This Shiva, even though he is supposed to be the symbol of all Vairagya, he made him Kameshwara. So it means that the charm of the Devi's face is superior to all the stupendous energy we find manifest in the entire universe. That is how Acharya's imagination is of Amba's, again, her powers and her grace. Let us go to Shloka 16. सरस्वत्या सूक्तिः अमृतलहरी कौशलहरीः पिबन्त्या शर्वाणि श्रवणचुलुकाभ्याम् अविरलम् चमत्कारश्लाघाचलितशिरसः कुण्डलगणौः जणत्कारैस्तारैः प्रतिवचनमाचष्ट इव ते Sarvanya Namaha is how Amba is worshipped here. Acquisition of all knowledge, all kinds of vidya. Sarva vidya parangata parangati siddhyattam. So all kinds of knowledge. So Amba's, her voice is like very sweet voice.
And because a person meditates on this sloka, Amba, in this manner, he will have all kinds of what? Palitam. Whatever he talks, they will all will become true. So they will all become true, and what palitam that person will get on all kinds of nice qualities. So it will make even a dumb person to speak. That is how Amba's grace is portrayed in this sloka. Sharvani, Sharvani, O consort of Lord Shiva, Sarasvatyaha Aviralam Pibantyaha. Aviralam Pibantyaha. Sarasvati, she drinks. Sarasvatyaha. Shravana Chulukabhyam. Through the cup of her ears. She has got her ears itself as the cup. Through that cup, Sarasvati is continuously drinking. What she is drinking? Te suktihi, your sweet speech. Your speech is so sweet, when it falls into her ears, she is drinking that like amritam. Amrita lahari kaushalaharihi. It humbles the taste of the flood of nectar itself. Amritam. Amrita lahari, the flood of nectar. Kaushalaharihi. It makes them as if it is, it humbles that. Chamatkara shlaga. And chamatkaram, it congratulates us. Your talented speech, congratulating your talented speech, and chalita shirasaha, nodding her head, because her head she nods by drinking this particular, the sweet speech of yours, she is so happy, she nods her head and enjoys it. And how that is depicted? Kundalaganam janatkarehi tarehi, by the loud clang of her ear ornaments, when she nods her head, she is nodding it so nicely and so much, so aggressively, so much in speed, because she is enjoying it so much, it gives as if the clang of her, the kundalas in her ears, prativachanam achashta ivaha, appears as if she is acknowledging prativachanam, acknowledging in appreciation achashta ivaha. So, O consort of Shiva, Saraswati, drinking continuously through the cup of her ears, your sweet speech that humbles the taste of even the flood of nectar, replies congratulating you by the loud clang of her ear ornaments as she shakes her head in appreciation of your delightful speech. That is how Amba's speech is so sweet and so nice. Japam is supposed to be morning facing east, north, 1,000 times, 45 days, acquisition of all knowledge. Gold plate is the yantram, milk, payasam, and all those things are supposed to be the naivedyam. So that is how Amba is worshipped here. It is supposed to give vakpalitam. Even it will make even a dumb person to speak. So that kind of nice benefits are given here by doing parayana the shloka. Shloka 61. Because these are all descriptive slokas, I am just, you know, going through without too much of discussion.
असौ नासावंशस्तु हिनगिरिवंशद्वजपटीं त्वदीयो नेदीयः फलतु फलमस्माकमुचितं वहन्त्यन्तर्मुक्ताः शिशिरकरनिःश्वासगलितं समृद्ध्या यत्तासां बहिरपि च मुक्ता मणिधरः तुहिनगिरिध्वजपटियै नमः. Success in all walks of life. So, chintita, manoratha, putyartham, all kinds of whatever imagination, whatever prayers a person has, all of them are supposed to get fulfilled. Manojayam and Lakshmi Kataksham, they are all supposed to be the various benefits of reciting this shloka. Tuhina giri vamshad dvajapati. O glorious, dvajam means the banner. The glorious banner of the rays of the snowy mountain. So, giri vamshad. Girivamsha means the lineage of the Girivamsha, their lineage, that parampara. Tuhina Girivamsha, Dvajapati. Tvadiyaha asau nasa vamshaha. May your bamboo-like nose ridge, the nose ridge of Amba, is now compared to a bamboo. Bamboo-like vamshaha is bamboo. So bamboo-like nose ridge.
అస్మాకం ఉచితం నేదీయః ఫలం ఫలతో లెట్ దట్ ఉచితం ఫిట్టింగ్లీ బిఫిట్టింగ్లీ అండ్ క్విక్లీ అస్మాకం ఉచితం నేదీయః ఫ్రక్టిఫై ఫలం ఫలతు ఫ్రక్టిఫై ఫలం ఫలతు అవర్ డిజైర్స్ సో లెట్ ఇట్ ఫ్రక్టిఫై ఆల్ అవర్ డిజైర్స్ యహ అంతః ముక్తః వహతి దట్ నోస్ బోన్ అపియర్స్ టు బ్యార్ విదిన్ ఇట్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ హ్యావ్ పర్స్ దర్ ఆర్ పర్స్ విదిన్ దిస్ బ్యాంబూ లైక్ నోస్ ఇన్సైడ్ దట్ దర్ ఇస్ పర్స్ సో ఆల్ దిస్ the you know muktaha means the purse mukta also actually it is done in two meanings muktaha refers to purse and also it refers to mukti both and shishira kara nishwasa galitam how it is formed by your cool breath when you breathe the cool breath it makes all these purse within the nose tasam samridhya bahirapi what an imagination The cool breeze makes so much of pus inside the nose and it also overflows because of that in the outside also it forms because of the abundance of which it forms a pearl is born outside as well so outside the nose also there is this pearl and inside the nose also all these pearls are there formed by the cool breath of yourself so that is how the imagination is so glorious banner of the race of snowy mountain that's supposed to be the person who is most outstanding in the race of the himavan may your bamboo like nose ridge befittingly and quickly fructify our desires that nose bone which bears within it pearls formed by your cool breath and out of the abundance of which a pearl is born outside as well. She is having a pearl on the outside of the nose also. So that is how he imagines, how that has come. Japa is done, morning facing east or north, 12,000 times for 8 days. Benefit is supposed to be success in all tasks undertaken. Yantram is supposed to be gold plate. And Naivedyam, honey, vendongal, fruits, coconut, and all those things are so nice. These things are given here. Sloka 62. Let me go to Sloka 62. ప్రకృత్యా రక్తాయా స్తవ సుదది దంతచ్చదరుచేః ప్రవక్ష్యే సాదృశ్యం జనయతు ఫలం విద్రుమలతా న బింబం తద్బింబ ప్రతిఫలన రాగాదరుణితం తులామధ్యారోఢుం కథమివ విలజ్జేన కలయా విలజ్జేత కలయా సుదత్ఖే నమః ఫార్ గుడ్ స్లీప్ సుఖ నిద్రా లాభార్థం సపోజ్ టు గెట్ గుడ్ స్లీప్ మీన్స్ వాట్ శాంతి హూ క్యాన్ స్లీప్ వెల్ ఓన్లీ ఎ పర్సన్ విత్ అ పీస్ఫుల్ మైండ్ ఓన్లీ క్యాన్ ఎంజాయ్ ఎ గుడ్ స్లీప్ నాట్ ఎవరిబడి క్యాన్ గెట్ గుడ్ స్లీప్ సో సపోజ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ గుడ్ యూనో బెనిఫిట్ శాంతి సుదతి ఓ దేవి ద వన్ విత్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ టీత్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది బ్యూటిఫుల్ టీత్ ఆఫ్ అంబాయి సుదతి ప్రకృత్యా రక్తాయ స్తవ దంత చదరుచేహే టు ద స్ప్లెండర్ అంబాస్ లిప్స్ హౌ దే ఆర్ బై నేచర్ దే ఆర్ రెడ్ యువర్ లిప్స్ ఆర్ బై నేచర్ దే ఆర్ రెడ్ సో ప్రకృత్యా ఆరక్తాయ సో యువర్ ది లిప్స్ ఆర్ రెడ్ ప్రకృత్యా బై నేచర్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ ప్రవక్ష్యే సాదృశ్యం హియర్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు మెన్షన్ ఎ లైక్నెస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు కంపేర్ your lips which is by nature red I want to compare them with what vidrumalata so vidrumalata there is this coral creeper you know there is a coral there is a thing the coral doesn't bear any fruit at all but there is an imagination here so there is this creeper coral creeper palam janayatu bear it the coral creeper let it bear a fruit even though it doesn't have a fruit It is now likened here. It's only a comparison. If the coral creeper has got a fruit, bimbam tadbimba pratipalana raga darunitam. That is rendered reddish. How that coral creeper's that fruit is rendered red? Because of the reflection of your form. The bimba fruit, kathamiva na vilajeta. How will it? How will it means the bimba fruit? How will it not be ashamed? Tulam adhyarodam, to be placed on the scales, tulam, tulam means the scales. If it is placed on the scale, kalaya, even with the fraction of your splendor. So even if a fraction of your splendor is kept on one side of the balance, and this bimba fruit, which is supposed to be so red, keep it on the other side, then how will not get ashamed because its redness, the beauty of it, is not anywhere near even a fraction of your splendor. So that is how the prayer is made here. So, O Devi, the one with beautiful teeth, Sudati, I shall mention a likeness to the splendor of your lips that are by nature red. Let the coral creeper bear a fruit. The bimba fruit is not akin to your lip at all. Rendered reddish because of the reflection of your form, how will it, the bimba fruit, not be ashamed to be placed on the scales even with a fraction of your splendor? These are all poetic imaginations of Acharya. Thinking, as I told, this entire, the Saundarya Lahari portion, that is Sloka 42 and 100, they are all supposed to be only the Keshadipada Varnana of Amba, the beauty of Amba. Japam supposed to be done facing for east or north 1000 times for 8 days. Benefit is supposed to be sweet sleep for insomniacs. So that's what I put here. Yantra is supposed to be gold plate and Naivedyam, Ulundu Pongal and all that thing. So this is the benefit of reciting this sloka, supposed to give good sleep. That is Manashantyartha. That's what we have to think. Good sleep means Manashanti. Sloka 63.
Smitajyotsna jalam tava vadana chandrasya pibataham chakorana masit atirasataya chanjujadimam ataste shitamshaha amritalahariim amlaruchayaha pibanti swachandam nishi nishi brisham kanchikadiya sputarushayai namaha. Power to charm everybody, all people, sarvajana sammohanam, because it is not adequate that we think that we are good, other people also should think that I am good. So unless there is this acceptability, so the behavior of a person should be such, the other person should feel attracted in the sense, by the virtues, by the sweet talk, by the way one exhibits oneself, all that nice virtues, all those things. So if that has to happen, all these nice virtues has to be in that person, and that is given by Amba's grace. Chakoranam chanju jadima asit. The beaks of the chakora bird, there is this bird called the chakora pakshi, chakora bird, that beaks, it gets satiated. By what? Atirasataya smitajyotsna jalam pibatam. It drinks pibatam by drinking the nectar like atirasataya. Atirasam means it's very sweet. It's not just sweet, it is atirasam. It's very, very sweet. Smitajyotsna jalam, of the smile. So the sweetness of the smile is so nice. So by drinking this nectar, it has become excessively sweet. So when you take something excessively sweet, you want to take something, you know, an antidote for that, something like a karam, a thing, a spicy thing or a sour thing, because it is excessively sweet. So that's what somebody has taken. So tava vadana chandrasya, your moon-like face, that the beauty of that, so that is what it has, that the beauty it has drunk, and it has become so, so, so sweet. Ataha te, because of that, the amla ruchayaha. Amla ruchayaha means to same taste something sour. Amla is the sour taste. So because it is excessively sweet taste that it has taken so much, it is so satiated with that, it wants to take something sour. So for that what it does? Brisham, pibanti, swachandam, nishinishi. Nishinishi means every night. What does it do? Brisham, pibanti, swachandam. They drink freely, swachandam very freely. What? Shitamsho Amrita Lahari, the wave of nectar from the moon. From the moon, the nectar is supposed to flow, the cool rays of moon, supposed to be so good, so comforting, supposed to, it drinks those rays because of what? Kanchi Kadiya, imagining them to be some kind of sour material, some kind of sour dish. It thinks of that because I have already taken so much excessive sweet because I drank so much of your beauty, your so excessive sweetness I have already taken from your moon-like face. From your moon-like face I have taken so much of sweetness. Now from the real moon, whatever cool rays come, let me drink them as and some kind of an antidote to that sweetness. So the moon rays are considered to be kind of sour. So the poet uses his fancy. What he does to say that the moon's rays are supposed to be, you know, praise of the Devi's face, that's what he is trying to do. So in praising the Devi's face, the moon is no comparison at all to her shining face. That's what he is imagining by fancying that the Chakora birds, they drink the moonlight, not because it is so tasty or anything, but only under the impression that it is some sour, some dish that will give relief to its tongue that has come to the stage of almost insensitiveness to anything else by taking the extremely sweet, the satiety that is generated by drinking the excessively sweet radiance of Devi's smiling face. Her smiling face is supposed to be so sweet. Look at the various imaginations of Acharya and also how he relates nature, the various birds and how their habits are, how they relish during the various times in the moonlight. Sloka is done, japa done facing east or north 30,000 times, 30 days, power to charm everybody, gold plate, honey, fruits and coconut yoga dry, supposed to be various naivedyas offered to Amba. So that is sloka 63, let me go to sloka 64, one more sloka I can finish perhaps.
Avishrantam patyuhum गुणगणकथाम्रेडन जपः जपा पुष्पच्छाया तव जननि जिह्वा जयति सा यदग्रासीनायाः स्फटिकदृशदच्छच्च विमयी सरस्वत्या मूर्तिः परिणमति माणिक्यवपुषा. अवोध्याये नमः. रिलीफ् फ्रम् विमन्स् एल्मन्स्. Three Roga Nivrityartham, all kinds of problems which are particularly, some of them unique for ladies, those kinds of various problems are removed. And also Saraswati Kataksham also is supposed to be a great benefit of this thing. The tongue, Amba's tongue is now being imagined. Janani, O Mother, Tava Jihva Jayatisa. Jihva means the tongue. Tava jihva jayati, glory to your tongue, which japa pushpa chaya, that possesses the luster, chaya, the luster of the japa flower, hibiscus flower. So it has the luster, so your tongue which is so red like the hibiscus flower. Avishrantam patyuhu guna gana kathamredana japa, which is incessantly muttering prayers by repeating your husband's virtues and glorious deeds. Amba is thinking all the time of her husband's glorious deeds and all the Tripura Samhara, all those various things and his great virtues of Lord Shiva. So that's what it is incessantly muttering, all the time doing only those prayers of her husband. Look at the Pativratyam of Amba. Yadagrasi Nayaha, seated on her tongue, the tip of the tongue, Asid, so Agra Asid, so Yadagrasi Nayaha, so seated on tongue's lip, Saraswatya Murtihi, Saraswati's body is seated at the tip of the tongue, Spatika Drisha Achachavimayi, which is of spotless white color, as of a crystal stone, so clear, spotless, so the speech is so spotless when it comes, so nice. Parinamati Manikya Vapusha, it gets transformed into the color of ruby. Parinamati Manikyam, Manikya Vapusha, it changes color. O Mother, glory to your tongue. Tongue is worshipped. Jihva me madhu mattama. In the tongue always sweetness should be there. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, nabruyat, satyam apriyam. Always say truth, always
tell things which are priyam, which will cause, which are likable by people. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat, satyam apriyam. Even if it is truth, if it is not going to be liked by others, don't just say it. That means what? Coat it with some sweetness and say. So there are so many things by which we, because the tongue is the gateway through which people judge us. So glory to your tongue, which possesses the lustre of the japa flower, hibiscus flower, which is incessantly muttering prayers by repeating your husband's virtues and glorious deeds. Seated on it, on the tongue, on the tip of the tongue, is Saraswati's body of spotless white color, as of crystal stone. That is how Amba Saraswati is portrayed here, that gets transformed into the color of ruby, because your tongue is like that. So again, so glory to her tongue, Amba's tongue is worshipped here. So that is why all kinds of nice virtues and so many nice Saraswati Kataksham is supposed to be given. Saraswati is Shiva's sister, and that is also another thing. When Amba is now praising and glorifying Shiva, Saraswati naturally gets happy, because she is talking about her brother, that is Shiva. Shiva is the, you know, Dakshinamurti and Sharada. They are supposed to be both goddess of knowledge and goddess of So that's how they are. So japa is done morning facing east or north 25,000 times for 18 days. Relief from all kinds of immense ailments. Saffron powder is the yantram, and you know the payasa made up of gold is supposed to be the naivedyam for this worship. So maybe we can stop here. It's about 9:30, and I will continue in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakriti leenasya ya parasa maheshwarah snartha narayana. Now I'll show my screen. Any questions from anybody? I don't see any question as such. Okay, I'm able to see all that. That's fine. Anybody?